Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father and Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Who's ready to die? Probably a strange thing to ask on Easter morning, isn't it? Is death good? Is it a good thing? What do you think? You guys can answer. You know me. Is death a good thing?
Yes.
I like that. Yes and no. If it was only death, what would happen? Let me take you back a year. They're like, no, don't go there. But think back a year. Did death scare you? It did me. Some of the rhetoric that was going on, man, you talk about shaking a person. I think if we're really honest with ourselves, oh, it shook us. And it should have. Death's not a good thing. We like to glorify it. But if Jesus died and that was it, that would not be a good thing. Because there would be no victory. I remember when I was in Israel a number of years ago, we were just outside the old city in Jerusalem, and there was a big tomb in a park that our guide, who's a pastor out of California, decided we need to go in here. Now, thankfully, it wasn't at night. It was during the day, and it was a sunny day, so we went in to the tomb. Now, this is like they got double chambers as you're going in. It's a big tomb. It'd be a tomb for somebody that is very wealthy because it wasn't just a small one. I mean, some of the tombs were only like this high, really, really small. This was big. This was about as wide as this, our sanctuary here. So we go in, and you see the different levels of where they would put the bodies. And then you would see where they would brush the bones into the bone boxes. It's like kind of creepy, you know? Even though it was daylight, still kind of creepy. That veil of death. That, like, impossible thing that we cannot conquer, death. Jesus conquered in the resurrection. There was a reason before he raised Lazarus, when he did raise Lazarus. Victory over death. Victory. And it's in him that we have that victory over death. And what a wonderful thing. You know, this song, I know that my Redeemer lives. He lives triumphantly from the grave. And because he lives triumphantly, we who are baptized into him live triumphantly. Remember the passage where all the people rise from the graves and they're walking around Jerusalem? You guys remember that one? Can you imagine? Can you imagine the people there? They're seeing dead people walking around. Because that's what happened. And that's what will happen when Jesus comes again. Because he has victory over the grave. He can silence our fears when we're afraid. Because we know in the end, we will live because he lives. That Sorry, ladies. I got some on the ground. See if I can grab this. A little bit of water and the word and your baptism. Even if your baptism was that of a little child, God planted that faith. That faith in Him, that trust in Him. And as you grew, you kept hearing His word, you kept receiving His body and blood in His holy sacrament. His body and blood that He gave to you. He broke His body. His side was pierced. He gave His blood for the remission of your sin, for the forgiveness of your sin. Not for, well, if I do X, Y, Z, no. Believe. My wife and I have this saying we have since we got married. KTF, keep the faith. Keep the faith in God that in Jesus Christ, He has done all. He has victory over the grave. Today is a glorious day. We have not had this many people in this church in a while. And you guys know why. But God has victory, has given a victory to Christ. Christ has been being raised. Is victorious. When they were marching at Palm Sunday with palms in their hand, palms are a sign of victory. I don't think they realized it at the time that He would die and He would be raised and He would conquer death. And the same for us in our life, in our fears. We keep coming to hear God's word. We keep coming to receive His body and blood. So all the crud that goes on in life, right? A lot of stuff that goes on. We need to be fed by Him. We need to stay in the vine so we're attached to Him. Because it's only in Him that we have our salvation. It's only in Him that we are holy. Only. Not by our own works, but by His death and His resurrection. Victory over death. I'm standing back because we've never had people in the front row. See how accustomed we get? He is risen.
He is risen.
Amen.